I'd like to call the January 10th, 2022 Selectmen's Meeting to order and draw up a meeting.
Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. Roll call.
Russ Dan.
Susan Young.
Lloyd Charles.
Brian Brown.
Pat Moran.
Thank you. All right. Minutes. December 27th.
I move to accept the December 27th minutes as presented.
I'll second that.
Any discussion, corrections, or anything? Seeing none, all in favor?
Russ.
Sue.
Boyd.
Brian.
Pat.
Perfect. It was our easy button.
I think we might use it too fast.
I know, huh? Highway, town report, department reports. Been busy, buddy.
Yeah, we were pretty busy. It was a lot of ice in December.
That was a tricky one, huh?
Yeah. That was, the one last week was, just really fast.
Good.
But, so for the month of December, we had 3 spreader runs, 2 plowable storms, 2 ice events. And then we completed tree work on Lane, Courier, Podunk, New Boston, and North Road. And then just patching as needed. And that's really all I have, pending any questions.
Can you patch when it's this cold?
No. I'm going to try and patch on Thursday as long as it's a little bit warmer. But when it's cold, you can't patch.
It won't adhere and bind?
Not really.
Right.
And then we've been in kind of a cycle of freeze-thaw so much that it just kind of pushes it back out anyways. It's just like a frost heave, really.
Yeah.
And that's where a lot of the potholes actually come from, is heaving and stuff like that. So kind of just heaves it.
Good. Anybody else got any questions, Tom? Seeing none? Police.
Evening. Boy, I won't get called out. I'm the duty guy. We've got an officer out waiting for results if he's got COVID or not.
Okay.
Another officer that's feeling a little so-so.
It's everywhere.
It's all around. So
incredible.
Trying to take some extra precautions to keep away from these guys. And
yep.
I'm covering some shifts. Did it last night, got tonight for a little bit. Not much, just a busy month. I just gave you the year-end totals, I guess, right now, instead of going over everything, but 465 events this year, 422, that's in 2020. And then there's 5 criminal acts, or investigations and whatnot, or reports, with 183 in 2020, 236 reported this year, so up a little bit. Just doing the town report, getting some information. I think we sent 23 felony cases up to the county attorney's office, with 29 being accepted and 29 having charges and whatnot.
Out of how many?
Out of 43.
Is that
we
typical?
We sent a lot up to review.
That typical?
Doesn't meet the threshold or whatnot, but so I know last time it was a border with all the cases, and I've never seen so many search warrants on technology. That's what's behind it all now, is technology.
Really?
We're doing search warrants on cell phones, we're doing search warrants on Gmails, getting the coordinate information in some cases to put them in town.
Huh.
For the first time, we actually sent the information because we can't analyze it when we get this stuff back from Google or whatnot. All numbers, they have to send it to an analyst. And for $100 a year, we belong to the New England State Police Network out of Massachusetts. So we sent it down to their crime analyst, and they come up with a nice, they generate a nice report, no extra charge to the town, give that to the prosecutor and whatnot, put it with the case. So it's that's the trend. That's where things are going now.
Yeah.
It's, unless some departments have an analyst, can't do that here, but I'm just saying, we have to find these resources and whatnot, so. Been a long year.
So that cell phone keeps track of where you are, and they can. Why?
Even when you don't know.
Huh?
Even when you don't know.
Yeah, even when you take your location off.
And know?
Yeah, is that right?
Big brothers got you.
Boy, isn't that amazing?
Stick with that flip phone, boy.
Scary.
Yeah, exactly.
Scary to me. No.
That's scary.
I gave up my rotary flip phone.
Wow.
Any questions or anything?
I don't have any. No. Thank you.
Can you refresh my memory? Did we get the body cameras or not?
They're ordered. We don't have them physically yet.
No,
we encumbered the money last week.
Out of last.
That's me.
Yep.
Okay.
I signed an agreement with WatchGuard, which is on my Motorola. We're just waiting for the product, and then we're going to have to get together with
I thought so, but I wasn't sure.
Probably going to be in February.
Okay.
Great.
Perfect. Thank you.
Get that going.
What's the status on the part-time officer?
That's on hold. Right now, they're not going to have a part-time academy in January this month.
Perfect.
Talk to the director up there and...
Again, because of COVID or...
No. No, because of the governor's commission on law enforcement.
Okay.
Since we had the George Floyd thing last year.
Yep.
The hours don't equate. You got a full-time officer, 600 hours in the academy. A part-time officer to get certified, 240 or so. And they're going to do like Massachusetts did, get rid of the part-timers.
Oh, really?
That's what I had heard last year. Mm.
You're certified part-time like one of our guys, and you don't lose your certification, as far as I know.
Right.
It stands, but if anyone's coming forward, they're not going to have it. So a lot of small towns are going to be hurting, up north and out west, where they rely on part-time force.
So why wouldn't they just change and add hours to the part-time certification?
I think if enough towns start complaining, it may change, but I mean, nothing's cast in stone yet. That's what I was just talking to the director of the academy, but it's police standards.
Right.
They're in charge. I'm sure they'll have some hearings coming up here. More discussions to find out which way they want to go.
Are they offering some training for social workers, or how's that go?
Yeah, counselors.
I know.
I thought that's what we had police officers trained for. They were social workers with a gun.
Exactly.
But how do I know? Right? What do I know? Good. Anybody else got anything for the police department? Seeing that? Fire department. Boy, you. Is that you?
Yeah. Chief Jogue's not here, but here's his report. Again, last month, 23 EMS calls. That's one every working day of the month. You think about that, that's a lot. We had three chimney fires. That's probably because of the season. People are starting to generate creosote. But, yeah. So, and then reviewing their training needs for 2022. And a regular truck and building maintenance.
Good. And we've had a number of ambulance transports, too.
Yeah, really, yeah.
Yeah, I think there's eight of them or something like that, I think, I heard. I don't know if that's... I was surprised because we were talking one to another meeting or so ago.
Okay.
And it's just...
Anybody got any questions?
No.
How's that new ambulance coming along?
I'm not sure.
It's all lettering.
Well, we got some more lettering to do on it.
Yeah, you were on. It's on Facebook.
I saw the picture of it.
Yeah.
I didn't know how long it takes to get on the road.
But they're putting a phone or a whatever communications
back phone.
Yeah. I think it's down in Nashville.
And they're supposed to come in tomorrow and finish the lettering and all that before they can use it.
Yeah.
State won't approve it.
What
the state has to certify.
The rescue truck?
They have to call, and if it's an ambulance haul, they another town,
yeah.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
But they've been told they would be covered for it, right,
yeah.
Right. Just for these couple of days at that point.
Okay.
Building department.
Kevin online there?
I don't think so. I don't see it.
All right, so looks like December there was a total of 59 permits issued and one renewed. And it looks like 48 closed permits. Along with 133 inspections performed. And there's still 4 open code enforcement cases. Revenue for December was $11,171.41. Revenue year-to-date for 2021 was $119,503.10. Which is up from last year at 49. So, more than double.
Yeah.
Anybody got any questions for Billy's time?
Is he going to have, he'll have a list of all the outstanding code enforcement cases from now on, I think?
That would be good, yeah. What's the one that was closed? Is that the one on Old Deerfield Road?
Probably.
I don't think that should quite be closed yet.
No, but that's one he's worked out a lot of things, hasn't he?
Yeah, it's got a ways.
Solid waste.
I don't have anything, and it's my fault. I forgot to remind Chuck that this is a meeting was today, and I don't have it. It's my responsibility at that point.
He hasn't had any issues, though, right? That you know of?
No. I mean, it's been catching up after, you know, we had those people out and doing a lot of bailing to get caught up at that point. And you know, with the snowstorm and the ice and what have you, it's getting, you know, that takes some time to prepare it. You basically do a run through, and then he's got to clean it up on the ends, right? Yeah, that's what he wants to do. So. But no, it's good. Been good.
May I ask a question about the SWAT shop?
Yes.
Is there any way they can have, I guess there's no air conditioning there. There's heat there now, correct?
Yes.
But there's no air conditioning. Is there any way we can get some in there for the summer?
We got that awning.
That helped.
And you open the big garage door, so you do have some movement. And late in the afternoon, yes, it can get really hot down there, but
if it gets
my
too
opinion,
hot,
you're asking just, what?
They're volunteers, so if it gets too hot, just go home.
They can close it and go home.
And I mean, for the amount of time that you need the air conditioner running, it's not. I haven't gotten a request from any of them.
It doesn't sound to me like it'd be feasible.
No.
Okay.
No. As a matter of fact, I looked on the shelf. Somebody pulled one out.
Oh, really?
It's sitting on the shelf there.
Oh, yeah.
Is that a hint?
So we would not have to.
Was there a sign on the outlet? Plug me in, please.
Yeah. But I mean, it. Yes. I mean, when we were down there working on that, you know, like a Sunday afternoon or something, and the sun's really beating down on there, it can get very hot.
Yeah.
And they're so loyal. They're so loyal. I don't think they just close it if they got too hot. They'll suffer through it.
But that's, we put that awning.
Yes.
And
that
that's what they, you know, I mean, it helped.
Yeah.
And they kept it open, so, you know,
until
there's such a request, I don't know. And if they find a way themselves, they have fans and what have you. We'll
they just got heat in there last winter.
Right.
Oh, I know.
Right. So, no, that was a main thing, sitting in there.
Yeah, freezing cold.
Yes, cold.
Good. Anybody have any other questions on solid waste? If not, do you have anything to share with the budget line, Sue, or?
It's just, I mean, our meeting's Wednesday.
Yeah. And any other topics, as long as we're here. Seeing none, we have a request from the Snowmobile Trail for permission on a run they want to do. And I believe, is this Albert Grant?
No, this is Mark Pepper.
Mark Pepper.
I'm with the Snow Slickers.
Okay. You want to explain to the board the basis of your request?
It's just a little trail that runs parallel to the entrance of the Candia Quick Stop up there.
Yeah.
I don't know how long we've had it. I imagine since it was built. And every so often, the permission slip comes up to be removed from the town.
Right.
So on the permission slip, it's got a 1 year, 5 year, infinite checkbox on there. If you check infinite, you'll never see me again. But at any time, you know, Candia can just say, hey, we don't want you using that, and we have to stop within 30 days. So it's just really, there's no liability to the town or anything like that.
So that gets you from the rail bed to the first stop.
It goes from the rail bed, but I think the only part that you're signing on is when you go across 27
correct.
Next.
Right.
Because I think that's conservation land there. Is that Pine Hill or something?
Right, Pine Hill Road.
Yeah. So I think the only part you're signing permission for would be from 27 in front of Quick Stop. It's probably like 500 feet.
Right, it's not far, is it?
No.
Yeah. Yeah, because I think somebody else owns the land across where the, they used to come up there and go to the Getty Station.
Oh, yeah.
Back in the day.
Will you take a motion?
First, I guess, is do you want to leave it with the 1 year, or what are you suggesting? Right now, there's nothing checked.
I'd give it to them indefinitely. What would cause us to revoke it or have, make them come back every 5 years?
And it says it can be terminated by either party.
Right, if there's an issue.
Yeah, absolutely.
I would think the indefinite.
All right, so you want me to check indefinite?
Yeah, I move we grant approval to throw some extra snow slippers request for an indefinite license to use Pine Hill Road to access Candy Crush.
Second that.
I'll second.
Oops, it's 3 seconds.
Any further discussion? Seeing none, all in favor?
Russ.
Sue.
Boyd.
Brian.
Pat.
Good. So with your permission, I'll sign it.
Many out there yesterday, many out this weekend?
Nothing, there's not enough, there's just not enough.
Actually, I thought.
And the ice is just barely getting safe to go across.
I saw two trailers going up Tower Hill just yesterday, but I didn't think they were gonna be able to use much.
Well, we have trailers for it at the clubhouse.
Yeah.
People may be going up there getting ready for the season.
Right, no.
But there's nothing, there's. I got a beater I rode around the house.
All right.
We don't need a slow dance.
Next item is building inspector hours. I don't know, I'm not familiar with that.
I'm not familiar with that either.
Okay, this is just because Kevin hasn't been doing the last Tuesday of the month. We need to just change his hours back to.
So that when he's here at night,
yeah,
you mean?
He doesn't, yeah. No, he doesn't come at night. He hasn't worked at night.
Okay.
Lisa's usually here for that ZBA meeting, so she's been handling the traffic that comes into the office. But Kevin just has been doing his 8 to 4.
Right.
So if we just need, I guess, permission. We just want to change it on the hour sheet, if the board's okay with that.
So what's it going to be now?
Just 8 to 4, Monday through Friday.
No evenings?
He's not going to do evenings. He doesn't come back for that. So he has, I guess he hasn't done evenings. So Lisa's been kind of fielding those questions. So if there's anyone comes in for permits or questions.
But if they need a signature or something like that from him, they have to be here. He has no.
Between 8 and 4. No, he doesn't have evening hours.
He used to have 2 nights. Is that
Dave,
correct?
Dave would do
that.
5
night,
to 8 or something, or 5
I thought
to
it was 5
7.
To 8, Tuesday,
yeah.
Yes.
Tuesday, last Tuesday,
Tuesday
of the month.
Thursday, Sunday.
Yeah. Yeah.
Is he opposed to doing any night hours, or is it?
I think we're here to service the community, to be honest with you. So, with all due respect.
Do you want me to talk to him and see if he'll be?
Well, I would. I mean, we're open on Tuesdays and Thursdays
right.
Here anyway. So,
either one.
One of those nights, it wouldn't hurt to,
right.
To have a few
have
hours.
A presence. Yeah.
Okay.
Well, what about if a person requests it that he'll come in to do
yeah,
it?
But that's a time thing.
What was he originally hired for hours?
It was like exactly what had, Dave
had,
was doing.
He had night hours.
Yeah.
All right.
All
that's
right.
What should be happening.
I agree.
And is that acceptable? 5 to 8 or 4 to 7 or what?
Just I shift, think it was 5.
Yeah, shift his hours
shift
a little
it,
bit.
So you're doing your 8 hours.
I do
right.
9 to
yeah, I know. I'm just saying. In other
yeah, like
words,
maybe come in later on.
Yeah.
Come in
Say
later on that day
yeah.
And
yeah.
And just continue. Instead of having a break between 4 and 5, just
right.
Continue till like yep. 7
yeah,
or something.
I agree.
Yeah, make it on Tuesdays too. So he's here when the ZBA
is there.
Correct.
Oh, that's a good idea.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
Okay.
And then you can get back to us with his response. Numbering the warrant articles, PPL.
Well, how can this be hard?
We make it hard every year.
There's pages.
Yeah, but is it, wouldn't they just be numerical, in numerical order?
Well, yeah. We always, we started with the last few years of putting all those support ones up front, correct?
No, at the end.
Yeah, you're going
I mean, at the end, I'm sorry.
The
yeah, at the end. Yeah.
If they go to default,
correct.
It's
I, mean,
first
I got it backwards.
In, first
yeah.
out. So
is that how this is laid
first
out
in,
then?
First out?
Yes.
No.
If it goes to default, the last in are the ones who will not receive the money.
You start
so,
going backwards
yeah.
to count up how much money you got to come up with.
So you really want the bigger ones up front?
Yes.
Correct.
Oh, okay. All right.
I just got it backwards.
Okay.
I knew we had it one way or another.
Okay. No, that's what I was...
Okay. All right.
Okay.
So I guess...
Where's the budget here? I don't see that.
Where is the budget?
Yeah, that's going to be the first one.
Yeah.
Yeah, Jeff got his shit right up front, didn't he?
Well, we usually do that.
No, I know you usually do.
Yeah,
I don't know why it's not there.
But so
we'll put that in. Oh, it's just not there. That's really weird. Okay, so what we'll do is that's going to be
Number one.
Number one, or I think it's number, starts at number three.
After the elections, are always the first.
Right, so we'll make it number, it's either going to be three or four, so number.
But I'd like to put the library up near the front, instead of the back, and the CYAA. Those are like the last two out of three.
They're
way at the back.
Yeah, they kind of came in last, that's why they just landed there.
Oh, okay.
But yeah, we can move that up to the front.
And what do you want to do about that petition? Final one, the 400,000?
I want that up closer too, I don't want that to suffer any default part here.
Yeah, that's true.
Alright.
What's on this Smith Memorial Building, where's that?
That's a regular public library that, there's the last right here, Smith.
But I'm going to ask you now with the situation where they are they going to be needing all of that, is a question I have.
Oh, that's a good.
You know, because I mean, insurance companies could be tearing that thing out and putting everything back together, and it's going to be down for how long? I mean, it doesn't matter at that point, but I just.
There's no, I don't think I want to mess with taking a percentage of their money.
It's like the fire department, they always get it.
Right.
Yeah.
We're not going to punish them.
And if they don't use it, they should return it.
No, that's right, that's right, I was just wondering.
But that's a good point.
Alright, so, then three would be the.
Three's going to be the budget, yep.
Okay.
Three or four, I'll just shift if we. The first one's going to be your budget. Well, one is, I think, the place, time and place of your election. Two is officers, three is budget, so.
The budget's the first one, they actually vote yes or no.
Right.
So next should be the 400,000, Brian?
Yeah, because I would think so. I would think so, so that would be four.
So she can number them.
Yeah.
Yeah, you can do that.
But next will be that.
But just want, yeah.
Well, that'll be kind of hard for us to juggle this one, I just put the budget first and the.
Yeah, you always have budget first.
For the police station.
I'm going to put the.
But how?
Put the four on the bottom.
I got it.
I'm sorry, I don't, what I'm saying is making that clear.
So, and what else, was there something else you wanted to move up?
Well, the CYA, well, the library, I thought, should go up, because that's 143,850.
Okay.
That should go up there in the front somewhere, and the CYA is.
Make that one five?
Yeah, whatever.
Okay, so number five is the Smith Public Library.
Yep.
And then CYA.
CYA is going to be the next one.
The rest are all.
And then the rest of this, in this article, in this sequence here. And then do the charity.
Oh, just leave them in that sequence, charity last, alright, okay, alright.
There's one other one, wait a minute, we're talking, I'm trying to find it.
Which one?
Oh, the one for your.
For the.
To establish that fund.
Yes.
Where is that?
It's hard to number them, so.
What is it, I'm sorry?
Capital fund for the recycling center?
It's there, hold on, let me see. It should be, damn it.
It's a capital reserve fund.
Recycling center, boy, that's a good catch.
$30,000 that we want to put in there.
Yeah, just that was that.
How much was it, $30,000?
Nope.
Okay.
And the fire department has one too, don't they?
Well, they have like three.
Yeah, those are.
So, the recycling center would be after.
Should be six.
After seven, six or seven, okay.
Before CYA.
Yeah, I don't know, I don't have any strong feeling either way.
Before CY?
Doesn't, I just, it's not on here, I wanted to.
Yeah, no, Donna and I merged documents, so I don't know why that happened, but, okay, so. Do you want that before or after CYA, or does it?
Either way, it doesn't matter.
I think both of those.
Those are well supported.
Okay, so.
And the rest of them in this order.
Okay, yep.
Yeah, let's not forget that recycling center.
Right, because that's a brand new one, so.
So now, will this be available Wednesday?
Yes.
Okay.
Yep.
So they can see it, and it'll be numbered or whatever, okay.
Okay. Anything else missing out there?
I don't think so. I'm gonna double check these tomorrow.
Good. Get all your notes.
Get my notes.
Are you confused now, or?
Yeah. I'm good.
Good.
Okay.
Any other questions on the warrant article? Other business. So, if you're not aware already, Donna did come up with the adjusted insurance line items, and we ended up coming up with almost $15,000 less. So that can go towards the increase that we were looking for the budget committee. So now we're only looking for a net increase of $18,168. So.
Just so it's a 6.27% increase.
Yeah.
No, not quite, because I don't think they had that back.
Yeah,
in.
Look at that's what she's got.
And see the.
Yeah, she did add the 18.
She added the.
From the budget committee, right in. Yeah. If you add the 18 to that, that's
what page is that on?
The last
page.
The last page. This is 6.
Did you get this sheet here?
This is right in here.
Did you get this sheet?
Yes.
Okay, yeah.
But
so if you add that 18 to the budget committee's number on the last page, that's when you come up with the 3 mil,
186,343. Okay.
And so what happened? Why is the insurance? When has insurance ever gone down?
I don't know. Unless
you
sure just over budgeted.
I think we overpaid it.
I think so.
This year we paid for a part of next year, you mean, boy, or what?
Well, I think that we used the wrong insurance rate when they paid their. Is that right, Andrea?
I think she budgeted for. She did budget for that position. Not budget.
Yeah, but this is what property liability and workman's comp.
Right.
That is the money back as a credit for that.
I don't know. You're right, so I've never seen that either, but.
They do, I guess. It happens, yeah. Usually happens. She said it came early this year. It usually is July. And it's usually absorbed into the general fund.
Yeah, because she wasn't expecting this to come in.
Nope.
That's why she budgeted so high.
Yep.
So
we're going to use that to offset against our premium. Reduce the premium amount by that.
Right. Yep. Yeah.
Okay.
The question, that's this next year's budget that we have.
Yeah.
How have we finished? For any incumbences, do we know where we're at on those that we had at the last meeting?
As far as
meeting,
the total, I think.
Yeah,
she's working
far as
on
meeting
it.
On
yeah,
it might be in the minutes. It might be in the minutes, actually.
Well, it is. It says what people were looking for was.
Yeah, but she still had it because we had encumbrances of whatever's left in the budget, and she didn't have numbers on that.
Right.
So.
Right.
So I'm sure she has a number on what's left in the budget. I'm not sure what's left in the budget.
No. I know. This is another question that I'm asking. Because
right.
We're incumbent for a new cruiser.
Correct.
Mm-hmm. Are we having enough money, or is it?
Yeah.
I think that it was, we told them to do it.
Yeah.
And it was going to come out of the revolving.
The incumbents was if we had X amount in there, but we'll take the balance out of another fund.
Oh, this year.
Yeah,
okay.
Out of the.
I see the numbers from her.
All right. No, that's all I'm. The incumbences that we wanted to do.
Well, right now, Russ, there's like $340,000.
Oh, okay.
As of the 31st of December.
So any
now,
bills
that may
coming
not,
in?
There may be some others still coming in.
Yeah,
some
waste
of those
management
come in
be one.
In January.
Yeah.
But. That's roughly.
Right.
Originally, she thought we'd have somewhere around 400,000, so we're not far from what she guessed
no,
a
just,
month or so ago.
Okay.
But But, you know, if you look at this operating budget, it's up 6.27%, which is basically inflation.
It's pretty close.
If you take inflation into account, that's a level funded budget right there.
Like I said, boy, I don't have a problem. I think we should try to support that increase, and if we can't, you're right. We can absorb that 18 yeah. something somewhere.
Yeah.
But I think that's a reasonable request to get them to
yeah, on
increase
a $3 million that. Budget, $18,000 yeah. is a very small
right.
fraction of that.
But it's, I think, you know, like you say, standard. I mean, we gave that amount in wages. Cost of living.
Yeah. Well, that was 76,000. I mean,
that was no. I'm saying 6% alone. That was a
yeah, 5.1.
5.1.
Yeah.
5.6.
So what I'm saying is that was a big right there at that point too.
Right.
So.
Yeah. Good. All right.
Okay.
Yeah.
That was encouraging information. I thought it was nice to see that instead of going the other way for a change. You want to do the payroll again?
Sure.
No, it's a toss between two people.
I know. A little tip society to make an arm wrestle it out.
Pat, do you want to do it?
No, it's all you.
It's all you.
Sure. All right, payroll for January 6th was $20,280.15. January 13th, which is not quite yet here yet, but it's going to be $20,976.05. Payables for January 6th, $681,969.13. Most of that was a school, a big snowstorm, right, Jeff? Yeah. And no, the school got $600,000 of that. And January 13th, it will be $86,859.98 for a combined total of $810,085.31. I move the payables and the payroll disbursements be approved as read.
I'll second that.
There. Any discussion? Gina? All in favor?
Russ.
Sue.
Boyd.
Brian.
Pat.
Perfect. Before we move down any further, any other business? Has the public got any input? Is there anybody on there, Beth?
No.
Okay.
Just wondering, I'm just quickly glancing through, is the school warrant article in here too?
That's a separate, that's, they do their own.
Yeah.
That's a separate part of the booklet,
all right.
Part of the town report.
I'd just like to acknowledge that a year ago, Dennis Lewis attended his last selectman's meeting.
Yeah.
He died a year ago tomorrow.
Yeah.
I think we all miss him.
Boys.
I do.
Okay. Town offices will be closed on Martin Luther King Day, Monday, January 17th, 2022. And the next select board meeting will be Monday, January 24th, 2022, 7 o'clock. And seeing there's no other public input, we will be going into a non-public. RSA 91-A:3-2C.
I'll make a motion to go out of the public session.
Second.
All set.
All in favor?
Russ.
Sue.
Boyd.
Brian.
Pat.
Thank you.